Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
It must have been way too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
We are the champions. No time for losers.
I love it. Let's get right into it. Fuck it. So
hang the batter.
So all right. So here we go. So we have another group chat with the Don. The Don was going to be the special guest. He still might join us. So just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent him the link. We'll see.
That would be great.
Yeah. I was hoping he could be here in the beginning for this, but, you know, he can always pop on and we can get back into it. But we had a little debate. You know, Don is all about it. Juice and pancakes, not so much. I'm kind of indifferent. I see both sides. I wanted to ask you, Adam, if your Brooklyn Nets were in the Cup Final, would you watch the game? Would you be happy if they won?
So I would definitely be into it for sure. I'd definitely watch the game. I'd definitely be happy if they won. The thing is, and I had this thought yesterday, like there's no stakes here for the actual season. So
Right.
I mean, it's just it's basically an elevated exhibition game played at a really high intensity because the money's on the line. And that just seems like a recipe for like an injury. So that's the one thing that would scare me. So I think the NBA needs to figure out a way to incentivize this for the standings or something. But I find these games fun because there's so many points in the regular season where it's just such a like a drawl. Like you get to December, you get to January, and then you get to February, March, and like we always complain these games, the season's too long, these games don't matter. And yesterday's game really felt like it mattered. You know, these guys are playing hard. They win, they celebrate. You know, I'm all for all of it. I just wish there was more stakes. And I, you know, people make a big deal about the banner, and like you're gonna get criticized either way. Like they didn't hang the banner, so it's like, well, the last two teams hung the banner. Why can't the Knicks do it? But if you do hang the banner, then you're like a meme because it's like, oh, we didn't win anything really. So I think it's fun if you want to really play into the spirit of it. Just, you know, put a banner up. Make the T-shirts. I thought looked awesome. By the way, like
I thought
if the
so
Nets
too.
Won, I'd be the first guy online for a T-shirt for sure, 100%. But yeah, no, I think it's fun. Hang the banner and congrats to you guys.
Okay, all right, there it is. That is kind of how I thought you would feel about it. I mean, Juice, Paul, Pancake. I mean, tell them how you feel.
I mean, I don't feel anything. They won a game, like,
wait,
but
Adam,
it doesn't count. It doesn't count to the regular season. And then now what? Like tomorrow, they got to play a real game that counts towards the season to get like I want the number one seed. I want home court. 80% of the team's going to be out tomorrow. They all listed the injury report. They're cooked. So yeah. For the game that actually matters for the season, what, they're just going to give that away? And then they got a game on Friday. They got a game on Sunday. And Josh, right, you mentioned earlier in the day, like the teams that won, they just went into crazy funks after, right?
Yeah. So the first year, the Bucks won it. And I believe they lost in the first round. And they were the number one seed.
Yeah.
Lost in the first round.
That's
and
tough.
And then the second year, the Lakers won. Right after the Cup, they won a 16-game losing streak. And they lost in the first round.
That's insane. 16. I don't remember that.
That is crazy.
I don't remember that. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
But, you know, like, yeah. I just, like, my gripe is not with just, like, the game that's played last night. It's, like, with the entire thing.
Yep.
Like, it seems just like a whole gimmick for fans to spend more money. They want to sell tickets. By the way, no one went to the games in Vegas. That's why, like, next year they're moving the semifinals back to the team with the better record.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they're looking at another site to host the championship game or what to do. Because I heard
college arenas.
I saw that,
like,
too.
Like classic ones, yeah.
It's like so, Cameron Indoor, I guess.
I'll be honest. Like, yeah, I was excited when – I'm happy that they beat Orlando, and I'm happy that they beat the winner of San Antonio, Oklahoma City, because, like, those are four really good teams,
yeah,
and it's exciting basketball. Don't get me wrong. But I fell asleep – I was really tired. I fell asleep at halftime. I thought the first half was really good, and I just didn't stay awake for it. I'm not, like, on the edge of my seat with every basket. Like, if San Antonio won, I wouldn't have cared. So if the Knicks win, I'm not going crazy. Like, it means a lot to them, I think, because, one, they want the money, and the players that make money donate the money. Like, I think what Kat's doing is incredible. He's taking the full $500,000+. And donating it to build houses for people who can't afford them in Dominican Republic.
Oh, that's great.
There's like a lot of people, like Brunson, I bet. Well, maybe Brunson will keep his money because he's making no money. He's making minimum wage anyway. but it's meaningful for the guys who don't make money, right? They're at the end of the bench and all that. And they share some of the money with the team, all the ancillary people that help the team and work for the team and all that. In that aspect, it's great. I think it's great for chemistry because you get to see these guys together working hard. And we have a lot of new guys on the team. It's good to win. But I think the whole championship hats and shirts and pictures with the trophy and all that, it's all nonsense. It's like, it's a joke to me.
Yeah.
And where does it end? Is there going to be another midseason cup after the All-Star game? Like, it just becomes very diluted. They realize, like, how unimportant the regular season is, so they're trying to give all this gimmicks. It's like, that's a problem.
And God forbid if Wemby or Jalen Brunson or somebody gets seriously hurt, the game doesn't even count for anything. It doesn't count for anything.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they got hurt in a preseason game.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with all your points. Even Adam, like what you said, because I kind of thought the Knicks shirt and the hat was fire too, but like,
oh my god, sick. Yeah, I was like, man, I really nice. I wish that said something like that,
but it does have a feeling of how they they make all the shirts and hats for the team that loses the Super Bowl and it Africa. It does have that vibe to it. The game, I wouldn't call it preseason, it almost feels like a bowl game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, you didn't make the college playoff, but you're playing in the Rice Krispie Treats bowl, Kellogg's Rice Krispie Treats bowl game. Like, great. You know, like, it kind of has like that vibe to it. I hated the courts. The court in Vegas was fine, but the courts in the games on, at like the team's own arenas, it was like unwatchable. They got oh my god!
The Nets had a nice one. I don't know if you guys saw the Nets.
I don't know if I saw the Nets one, but I could see
it
being
all gray with like yellow accents.
See that? I could. That seems like
It's the ones that are like bright red and
like Toronto.
Toronto.
Oh my yellow god! Red. I couldn't watch that game. Yeah. I couldn't watch that Toronto game. It was like, it was terrible. But yeah, there needs to be an incentive for the fans. Like, what do we get out of this?
The fans too, but like, how about if they, whoever wins it, like, you're locked into a top six seed?
Yes, something like that. Yes. Yeah.
Like you're guaranteed a playoff berth.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then the argument would be, well, what if they, like the Lakers, lose 16 in a row and then, they stink and they don't deserve it, but...
Right.
There's got to be something other than the players get paid. The rich guys get more money. You know, like that.
What about like if you win the game, it just counts as a win. So you have 83 games instead of 82, but like you have an extra free win.
It should do that.
Like, to me, that's like the easiest fix right there. Yeah, count as a win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but I think I within the next year or two, or even a couple months or a week, people are going to remember what Josh Hart and Brunson after the game. Like, they're going to remember that more than anything.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I mean, we you know, let's be honest. We're guys. We find gay shit funny, right?
The Lebs, they're just like us.
Yeah, I mean, that was hilarious. Yeah. I just can't believe he had the balls to do it, like, while everyone's watching. Like,
his tweet was so funny. It was like, damn, they caught me in 4K.
Or AI. Yeah, or it was like, I think he said it was like, it was AI or something like that.
Yeah, it's AI.
So funny. But yeah, I mean, it was hard to tell how many people were actually at the game because it was so dark in the crowd. I think they did that purposely. I do kind of like the neutral site vibe to it. It kind of felt like almost like March Madness a little bit. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, there just needs to be an incentive for the fans. There's got to be more to it than just you won the cup. Like, like when they do this, because Silver got this from Champions League, right? Is that where, doesn't soccer do this?
Yep.
Does Premier League do it? Like, how does it work? I it's so hard to follow that shit.
There's a lot of stuff, but the Premier, like, I don't know. They got the Champions League with Europe, right? Then you got the European. There's so much. But yeah, I don't know. I guess that's what he said he's trying to copy.
Right.
One thing I'll say, I think, as the Nets fan versus being a Knicks fan, like, and you asked if the Nets were in it, how would I would feel? Like, there's no stakes for the Nets this year, right? So if the Nets are in it, like, awesome. Oh, yeah. Like, this is really cool. Like you guys, like, the Knicks are, you know, a favorite to come out of the East. So it's a different vibe, I think, also, depending on
that's
the team.
True. Yeah.
So I think that needs to be considered also.
That's
exactly.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point. Yeah, I don't know.
If a random team that's like in the middle of the pack or maybe not even so good is just playing well, they're well coached, they're overachieving, and they end up against a juggernaut in the cup and somehow they pull it off, then it's meaningful. But it's meaningful for that team. It's not meaningful like across the NBA or for the fans of everyone on the outside.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right. I loved all the different reactions to it. So, Francesa.
I can imagine.
No, he just tweeted something about like St. John's. St. John's, like, they like won last night. They beat like, who'd they beat? Like DePaul or something? I forget. But like, he, like, right when the Knicks won it, like, instead of like, you know, tweeting something about the Knicks, he just tweeted something about St. John's, and that game ended probably like hours earlier. So like, clearly it was him just being like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. You know? And then Mad Dog, I saw, he was saying it was stupid. But then you had Stephen A, who was like going, you know, he was like loving it. So it's just, I don't know. That was funny. But Colin Coward liked it too, surprisingly.
Coward, yeah.
I thought he would be against it, but no, he actually liked it.
See, one of the good things I think was really awesome is on a big stage, I guess, like a prime time, even though it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can call it prime time, but on a big stage, like someone like Kolek shines.
Yes.
Right?
I love
and
that.
Yeah, he's seen in a different light, and Mitchell Robinson gets respect, and the bench really shined yesterday, so that was nice.
Yeah. I think OG might get an all-star bid too. He was amazing.
He's been great. He's been really great.
Clarkson. I mean, it was just, yeah. It was like it was actually a pretty exciting game. And like, but yeah, I get it. It's like, now I think Juice, you said it, or both of you said it. Like, if they don't win the finals, this is kind of embarrassing. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, now it's like a whole other type of pressure.
To me, after they went as far as they did last year, then they added pieces. Then you fire the coach who was winning, and you do all these things, right? Like, and then on top of that, Jason Tatum is out, and Haliburton is out, and it's wide open. Like,
yeah,
they have to go to the finals. If they do not go to the finals, it's a failure.
It
it's
is a failed season. 100%. 100%. And it sucks that we, you know. Just a few years ago, we were like, oh, man, so happy to just be in the playoffs. Now it's like championship or bust, or at least get to the finals, you know? So, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then maybe put it, you know, on national TV next year if it's such a big deal.
So Prime, I will say these things about Prime, and I know this is important to Paul. The picture is really good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, like,
I know we all have it, but a lot of people don't, I'm sure. Like a casual
That's the
fan
thing.
Or
yeah.
Or people who just they don't want to pay money for that. So
yeah. Another good thing about Prime, Taylor Rooks. Oh my
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah.
The party.
Yeah. I could do without Steve Nash. I feel like
he's boring on it, yeah.
Doesn't need to be there. Dirk, eh. I do like Udonis Haslam's not bad. And I like Blake. I like Blake Griffin. I think he's pretty good. Dwayne Wade's okay. Obviously, none of us really like Van Gundy, I don't think.
And then
Ian's the best. So yeah, Stan. Do you like Stan?
No. I don't. I'm a hater.
Yeah. I don't think anyone really likes Stan, but Ian's the best.
He just seems like a shill for the NBA.
Yeah, oh definitely. Definitely
hates the Knicks, and he's always backhanding the Knicks like all times.
Yeah, always. And then Dwayne Wade's okay. He's not bad. So I'll take it. So you're saying it should be on like NBC since that's like the main.
If they want to make it this huge deal, but I get it. Like Silver's all about money and expanding with different networks and streaming things. So he doesn't care.
No.
About that.
No. We're NBA Cup champions. Take that for what it's worth. Again, there's a part of me that's like you guys, like, this is stupid. But then there's a part of me that's like, it's kind of cool. I've kind of moved on.
Wrong. Yeah. I wanted them to win, but if they lost, I would not care.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I probably would have just been like, whatever, no banner. Do you guys agree with that, or I don't know?
Yeah, there should be no banner up there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, not. No, absolutely not. Then why don't we fucking hang up the summer league banners while we're at it?
Well, if you put a banner up, like essentially, you're just turning the whole season into a giant meme.
Right.
I guess the Lakers can do it. They can put up a banner whatever they want.
Oh, right.
They have real ones. Like they can do whatever. So.
But even that, that tarnishes their banners. Like it should be like, look up in the sky. We only celebrate world championships here.
Yeah.
We start putting NBA cups up there. Like get the hell out of here. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, if years down the line, this actually becomes like they do think of something and that gets the fans really into it. And it actually means something.
They could always put it back up.
Yeah,
like, five year anniversary, whatever. Put it back up.
Yeah. I heard a good idea on the radio to incentivize it, where if you win the cup tournament, like you get a lottery ball.
Ooh,
that's it. Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
You get one combination for the lottery.
That's a good. I like that.
Oh man, that's a huge incentive. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, imagine you won this thing, right? And then you went to the finals, and then like you hit the lottery, and you get Cam Boozer next year. Like,
yeah,
yeah. Then I'm into it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, oh wow, we won it. Sure. So I thought that was a decent idea.
That's a really good idea. I like Paul's idea of you're guaranteed a, I don't know about top six, but just a playoff position. Like,
yeah, minimum like the play-in.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like that idea. They should do both of those. Fuck it. Like, there's probably other things they can think of.
I'm
sure they'll tweak it,
The only way I could ever see, like, you ever see those basketball games out in Europe where the crowd is crazy and they're singing the same song and then they're lighting up pyro in the crowd.
It's Serbia.
There's fires and all that stuff. If it gets like that, then I'm all in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that every time I see, I know what clip you're talking about, Juice. Like, why is Joker playing in the NBA? Like, I always think about it because it's like in Serbia. I'm like, why wouldn't he want to play this? This is like amazing. Like,
yeah, it looks crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised if he retires like from the NBA like earlier than usual and goes and plays over there in that league.
I can see that.
I can see him maybe doing that. Unless the NBA just pays like way more, which I'm guessing it does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I doubt in the Serbia league there. They're really paying a lot of money.
Like some oligarch over there could probably pay him like $100 million a year to play.
Right, exactly. Yeah, or Saudis will fund it somehow. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. I could see. That would be crazy if they brought the cup to like Dubai or something. I hope they don't do some shit like that. But
no.
No. Who knows? College, I mean, the college idea is kind of cool. So, we're, like, if you had to pick three, what would be, like, the top three college, like, locations?
Cameron.
Right? Cameron and Dory is what I thought. Yeah.
Allen Fieldhouse, and I'm sure they would do
Carolina, Kansas,
North Carolina.
Carrier, the do, Dome? Do,
Kentucky Stadium. Kentucky Stadium is bland to me.
What about
the Dome?
Where Butler plays.
I don't think they could fill it up. That's a lot of people. I mean, if they could fill it up, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, the dome is on.
It's all renovated, but yeah, it's like a lot of, it looks, when it's like half empty, it looks like shit.
That's true. Juice, what were you saying? The Butler?
Yeah, where Butler plays.
They have a cool
Hinkle. What town? Oh, Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Hinkle.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. You
could
one. Do Indiana. Palastra, Philly.
True.
That's a big one.
Trying to think, like, what's like some, like, I mean, Cameron Indoor is like the easy, that's like the easy one. Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah, it's a layup.
Yeah, Allen Fieldhouse. Those are probably the top two for sure. And then,
yeah.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. That would be interesting.
But, yeah, they'll make some tweaks. For
yeah.
Sure.
But next year they're doing the semis actually on the team, like the like the actual team's arenas. They're doing that?
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, I'm not sure if the Don, he said he might still hop on, so we can always jump back into it. But anything else on the cup, the Emirates Cup?
I'll forget about it by tomorrow.
One thing I'll say is I think the Spurs are a really tough matchup for OKC.
Yes.
And I think that anybody with size like the Knicks is going to be a tough matchup for the Spurs.
Yes. The Spurs are serious. Like,
for sure.
They have dudes, and they're, like, so young. Like, who's their oldest player? Is it De'Aaron Fox?
Barnes.
Oh, Barnes. Yeah, Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, those are, like, their two vets.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, the Harper, Castle, Wemby, like, big three?
Insane.
Oh, my God. Those guys are going to, yeah, they're scary.
That's
good.
Three consecutive drafts, you get those three guys.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all,
Castle's amazing.
Yeah, and they're all legit. Yep. Yeah. Harper was hitting threes last night. Wemby's Wemby, obviously. Is Sochan on the team anymore? What happened to that dude?
Yeah, he was hurt. He's just coming back, I think.
Oh, okay. Is Kalen, was it Kalen Johnson? Is
he Keldon.
There? Yeah, Keldon Johnson.
He's good off the bench.
He's just like a bench guy at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Vassell. You know, still have Vassell. He's okay. So, yeah, they're a good team. I mean, the Thunder, yeah, I mean, the Thunder is still the Thunder. And I don't know, such a weird week of NBA, you know, with our, like, our fantasy. Like, it was, like, so odd last week. And this week, too, with the scheduling.
Yeah.
But can't wait to just get back to normal.
Yeah, I feel like there's been two net games in a month.
Yeah, it's weird. And then, yeah, Paul, you were pointing out the Knicks schedule is, like, brutal. It looks, it seems insane. Yeah.
The whole team's going to be out tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't know why they did that scheduling, but whatever. It is what it is. And then they play Christmas Day. Who they got Christmas Day?
Cleveland?
Let me see. I'm going to check right now.
Pretty sure it's Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland.
It's Cleveland. Okay. At the Garden. Nice. All right. That should be a good one. I don't even know. How's Cleveland even been doing?
They stink.
Yeah, they're not good, right?
I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mobley's hurt.
Garland's out. Hurt. Yeah. Mitchell's out of there soon.
Yeah. I mean, that brings me kind of to the next point. I mean, this Knicks team, you know, how great they've looked, and especially last night. I mean, do you blow this thing up for Giannis? Like, what's, you know, it's past the 15th now, so it can happen any day. Do you do it? Like, I don't know.
I'm going to go the other way with it and say I don't think Milwaukee's going to trade them. I think they're going to wait till the offseason.
Okay.
Just because I don't think it just feels like Giannis doesn't have the balls to put his foot down and be like, trade me. So I think the Bucks are going to take that as, well, I guess we're just going to keep you because you won't ask for a trade. And I think Milwaukee may even double down. So they got tradable picks in 2031, 2032, 2033. Like, those picks are all going to be in a lotto, right? Because Giannis is going to be out of there eventually. So, like, if I'm a team, like Dallas or whatever, like, That's where I'm looking to trade guys like Anthony Davis or anybody I'm trying to get off of. If I can get those Bucks picks, like even I was thinking about for the Nets, like Porter Jr. Can I steal a pick for Porter Jr. and take back some bad money? Like, who knows? So that's the way I'm looking at it. I think the Bucks are probably going to ride this out for at least the rest of the season.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Is that what you guys think?
Yeah, on Adam.
Okay. But would you do it, like, if he does all of a sudden, like, you know, we check Twitter and Shams is like, Giannis Antetokounmpo has asked for a trade. Like, is this something we want to do at this point?
I mean, right, I think I'd get behind it, like, okay, short term. But I really don't think it's the right move long term.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tricky. I don't know.
I really love the way they're playing. But then I bet, like, in the playoffs, we're going to get pissed about Towns on defense or
having another
and then we're gonna be like, fuck, why didn't we do that trade? You know,
and he's like, Giannis is way more assertive, like in a playoff series, like he'll take over games routinely, like being aggressive. He's not just gonna float around like Cat,
right? And you know he's gonna play both sides. Juice, where are you at with the whole thing?
I just don't want to give up too much and then you essentially trade places with Milwaukee. I don't want to become Milwaukee. Because I don't think you win a title with just Jalen Brunson and Giannis and then a bunch of bums standing around them watching them dribble the ball.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I think that
it's not so much
over.
The Cat. It's not so much Cat. It's like the other pieces that you got. If you got to give in picks, like we already don't have picks. And then you got to give up like pieces that you need to win a title. Like in order to win a title, you need those guys like, you know, that come off the bench, like a Caruso on OKC, or you need like guys like on Indiana, who's the backup, TJ McConnell.
Yeah, McConnell, yeah.
Those guys are important. If they're not on your team, then, you know, it's tough.
Yep.
Right. And we may have a McConnell. Kolick.
Mr. Kolick.
Hoping. And then, you know, Clarkson, Deuce. Shamit was killing. I mean, we got some like good guys off the bench. You know, I remember
watching like the first Warriors championship game one. David Lee won game one for them in that finals.
Right.
The year that the Celtics won the title a couple years ago, like game one, Porzingis didn't miss. Yeah. He won them game one. You know, like you need those guys outside of your star players to win games.
How about Mitch? 15 rebounds in 18 minutes.
Yeah.
10 offensive.
He's crazy, man. He's just like...
I really do hope he's a Nick for life.
Yeah.
He's been on this long. Just keep him on the team.
Just keep him.
He's the man.
No,
he's dominating Wimby.
Yeah. No, I really love this team. I'm kind of hoping they just keep it together. I don't know. Everyone's just clicking. They're deep, you know. Dante would be great to have back. You know, Alvarado's nice, but like, I don't think we need those guys. And I don't know. We'll see what happens, though. It's still a ways away. We still have like another 2 months until the trade, you know.
Yeah.
The trade deadline.
I don't think we're going to see like a champion with like the days of like, I'm going to have two or three max guys and we're going to fill out the rest with minimums. I think that era is over. I think you need depth.
Yeah. Yeah, Thunder. Look at the Thunder. You know.
Yeah, you need depth because it's just impossible to stay healthy for 82 games.
Yeah,
and then another 16 after that. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Anything else with the? Let's talk about your Nets, Adam. Where are you at with your Brooklyn Nets at this point?
Well, right now they have maybe one of my all-time favorite Nets that I've ever watched. I've never seen anything like Michael Porter Jr. before. I got some stats for you. He's one of five players in the NBA averaging 25 points, 49 from the field, 39 from three. The other guys are Jokic, SGA, Anthony Edwards, and Giannis.
Wow.
He's the first forward ever in the history of the NBA, ever. That's never been done before. 30 points with five main threes in four straight games. No forward has ever done that. The only three people that have done that besides him are Curry, Harden, and Lillard.
Jeez.
Right now, he's averaging After 20 games with the Nets, he's averaging 26 a game on 50-40-81 splits. Nobody has ever done that in their first 20 games in NBA history, except for Kevin Durant, who did it with every team he's ever played on.
Wow.
So it was kind of crazy. But the crazy part about Michael Porter Jr. and watching him is he never has the ball. Like, they built an offense around his movement. Like, he never dribbles. So it's one of the most unique things I've ever seen. I got to give credit to Jordy, actually, for actually creating the situation, because I didn't think it was even possible. Like, they have built an offense around a prolific scorer that hardly ever has the ball. So watching him play and watching the way these guys have been able to set him up has been really fun. And I mean, he's not for example, you watch the Knicks game, like, oh, at the end of the game, we're going to go to Brunson and he's going to get a bucket. Like, Porter Jr. is never going to do that. Like, you're not going to give him the ball. He's going to isolate. He's going to score, like, at the end of games. But, like, you can see why he was such a key cog in Denver. And, yeah, like, you could see how they, you know, that team is so Jokic-centric that it was just impossible for him to shine. But you put him in a situation like this where he's, like, the centerpiece of the offense, you could have a really, really prolific offense with him, and he barely touches the ball. So you factor that in, and also it's been fun watching Danny Wolf, who's been really good. Igor has had his moments also. So I've had a lot of fun watching this team. I don't know what they're going to do. Like, a lot of people are complaining that they're too good to tank, but I just think they're beating bad teams. So I think they'll still be there towards the bottom at the end of the year. But it's been fun watching them play and grow together. And these rookies, they get better every week. And then on top of that, like, it's kind of interesting to see what they decide to do with a guy like Porter Jr., who's 27. He's got a couple years left on his contract. Do you trade him for picks? Are teams willing to do that? Like, he's still got $40 million due this year and next year. So it's been fun watching them. I've enjoyed it. All five rookies have shown some stuff, so I think there's a lot to look forward to. If they could add one or two more young pieces, I think they might be flying. So, yeah, I think it's been good.
Okay. Yeah, Porter, I mean, he's almost like a forward version of Klay Thompson. Like, Klay Thompson.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's a good comp. That's
doesn't good dribble, comp. Just, yeah, move around well, and just, yeah, can shoot the lights out of the ball. And, yeah, I mean, at this point, would you lean more towards building around him or trading him for, you know?
I just think it depends. It depends on what you can get back. Like, a lot of Nets fans are like, oh, this guy, like, you have to get, like, trade him now for a second round and just get him off the team so we're not playing him. So we go back to losing.
Yeah.
But I'm more like, hang out. Let's get towards the deadline. Like, if you're getting a first round pick in this draft, or if a team like I'd mentioned before, talking about the Bucks, like, if the Bucks are like, we're going to try to go and build around Giannis and try to keep this thing going, and they're going to give you a pick in like 30, like 20, 31 or something like that, like I'll do that. Just like, give me a high value first round pick for him where it's worth it. Like, I would hate to give him away. If not, keep him, because he's the type of player you can play with anybody. So, you know, you hit the lottery or you get another star, like, he's just an easy fit. So I'm open to either.
Okay. All right.
How old is he?
Decent spot to be in.
27.
Very young.
Decent spot to be in. Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see. And, yeah, I like Igor a lot. And Wolf, you know, finally got his time to shine. And are the other rookies doing anything? Or?
Yeah. Drake Powell looks really good, too. He just doesn't get the time. And Traore was lighting up the G League, so he's looked pretty good. Seraph has had his moments. I think he's among the rookie leaders at like percentage at the rim or something like that. But definitely the best rookie has been Wolf. There's some crazy stat. I think they win like every stretch when he's on the floor. And his numbers are really good. He's a great shooter, a great passer. Sometimes they play him a point guard. Like, he's bringing the ball up. So yeah. You could do a lot with him. Like, the good thing about these guys they drafted, like, they're so multi-positional that, like, when you think about, like, going forward, like, it's very easy to fit any, like, whether it's a star player or it's a draft pick, like, the position doesn't matter, because you can move any of these guys to almost any spot. Like, Clowney even, also, is another guy. He slides up and down. He's, like, 6'11", but, like, he plays more like a wing. So they've got some, like, something cooking for sure. I think having this coach helps, because I don't know if this would happen with a different coach, but I think it's definitely trending up. So let's see how it goes.
All right. Cool. Sounds good. Sounds good.
And Jordy's a good coach. I like him.
Yeah.
He should stay there for a while.
Yeah. He's always like intense. Like anytime I watch a Net game, he's always like fired up and like really involved, you know? So can't ask for more than that.
Yeah. The other day he missed a game because he was sick. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is the Nets really tanking. the coach out.
Wow. You rarely see that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's he must have been like,
no, yeah, we're really exactly
this he one. Must have been dead. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I don't think I ever remember like a coach missing a game due to like.
I said the same thing, unless it's like a death of the family.
Yeah, like. Jeez. All right. Anything else on the NBA before we move on to, I think we should talk about the college football playoff.
Yeah, next. For sure.
Anything else in the NBA before we move on to that? Or
still I think we hit it. Left?
Okay.
Long year. Still got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah. Long, long way to go. So the college football playoff starts this Friday. Very exciting. It's weird, though. So it's one game Friday, three Saturday. But it's a banger on Friday. We get a rematch of Bama, Oklahoma. This time in Oklahoma. Shouts to Joe DeFazio. He was at the last game at Bama. They lost a heartbreaker. What say you guys? Oklahoma's favored by 1.5. I think Bama rolls here.
Bama rolls?
Bama rolls.
Be in? No.
I think they get their payback.
Two shitty teams, in my opinion. I'm not really interested in it. Oklahoma defense.
I wonder why.
Oklahoma defense is going to dominate Simpson, who's looked like shit for the past month.
He has looked bad.
And maybe they can get more than -3 rushing yards against Oklahoma. So, yeah. Anyway.
Is Mateer. you can tell Paul's not bitter.
A little bit.
Is Mateer playing? Has he been okay? He's been hurt a lot, right?
Since he had the surgery, he's been not good at all. That offense has looked terrible.
That's what I'm saying.
They barely beat LSU. They should have lost that game. I think Missouri had them for a while. Their defense is great. That place is going to be electric.
Oh yeah.
I can't see Bama moving the ball consistently at all. Okay. It's gonna be a grinder game, like 2017, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. No. I agree. It's gonna be. I think the last one was a low scoring game. I think the same thing. I don't know why. I just feel like. I can't see Bama losing to them twice, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I'm leaning towards Bama also.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, I don't think they'd fire DeBoer. I mean, he made the playoffs. I don't know. It's like every year if they like don't win, it's like, will they fire DeBoer? It's just like so much pressure there. succeeding Saban. And then, Juice, you got a pick for that game?
Boomer Sooner.
Okay. All right.
Two.
And yeah, let's see. And then Saturday we get. Hold on. I lost my track here. Okay. Tulane. No, first game is Miami, Texas A&M. Paul, I know this should be Notre Dame, Texas A&M. But I think Texas A&M rolls here. I mean,
yeah.
The 12th man, I'm not high on Miami, so.
No.
Yeah.
Carson Beck in a hostile environment where they've gotten worse progressively over the year. A&M, better quarterback. I like their coach Elko better.
Yeah.
Way better wide receivers. Elko is legit. Very good wide receivers. They got a very good running back, Le'Veon Moss. 12th man, they're gonna be amped up.
Yeah,
they roll. I think it's like 10 plus. They win by.
Yeah, they're favored by 3.5. Too bad it's a noon game. I mean, if it was a night game.
Oh, it's at noon. That changes it a little bit, for
right?
Me. But yeah, they still win.
I think they still roll, but yeah.
Why are they doing it at noon?
I don't know. Right? Like the night game. So the night game is Oregon's pretty good environment, but it's also West Coast. They probably did it.
Who are they playing?
James Madison. Madison. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oregon's favored by 21. And you know what? I'm so pissed JMU got in. I hope they win by 20. I hope they win by fucking 61.
I hope they
61.
Win by 1,000. It's
yeah.
a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke that James Madison got in. I still don't get it. Like, why? Why did they get in? Were they undefeated?
It's something with the auto bid, conference, I don't know, at large. It's weird.
Last year, I was on the wrong side of these games. I was like, all these mid-majors that were getting like 15, 20, 25 points that got into the playoff, I bet them all, and they all lost by 70. I'm going the other way with it. I'm going the other way. They're going to lose by 100 points.
Yeah, and they should, and they should. They should.
Tulane's going to lose by 100 points, too.
Yeah, so that's the other game, 330, Ole Miss, Tulane. Ole Miss already killed them this year, didn't they?
44-10.
Yeah.
44-10.
Yeah. Now, I mean, they're still going to win. They're 17.5-point favorites. There's an argument like, oh, Lane's gone, but like, will they be more motivated? Like, are they checked out? Like, I don't know.
Zero interest in them. I think I'll be watching the NFL above that.
No, I'm saying those players. Are the players going to have,
like... Oh, I thought you were talking about watching those games.
No.
I don't know. They'll be motivated, but half those guys are probably going to be on LSU next year.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a weird vibe.
You know what, though? You're still playing for a national title. So if it was a bowl game that was outside of the playoff, I'd say, they're not going to give a shit.
I kind of hope they win it all. They have zero shot. But
without them,
But can you imagine that would be such an amazing story.
Yeah.
That would be at like some movie shit. Like Coach Lee, like dickhead coach leaves and they go off and win it anyway. That would be incredible. But The Blind Side too, they can call it. All right, so those again, none of these other than the Friday night game, I don't know. I feel like they're all gonna be blowouts, but
it'd be cooler if Notre Dame was in it, if Texas was in it, if Vanderbilt
absolutely.
Was in it to round this out, that would be amazing.
Way better. Yeah. Notre Dame, A&M would have been way better. Ole Miss,
but like
Vandy would have been way better.
Ole Miss, Vandy, Texas, like you can switch it with the conferences so like they don't, the interconferences teams don't match up maybe, but like all those teams, I way better.
Texas, obviously. Oregon, how great would that have been? Like this, they got to fix this shit. It's ridiculous.
I think they are next year. They're talking about it. Like they're going to either expand it to 14, but I don't know. Yeah, you can't have these crap mid-major teams.
Just give us the good teams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
The big programs, whatever. Right. Sharon Moore. my God. What's the deal with that? So is he what's going to happen?
I saw a video of him walking out with his wife. I don't know where they were yesterday or 2 days ago. And he was like pushing the stroller. And they kind of looked at each other because like there was a lot of cameras out when they came out. But she gave him like a look just like, whoa, like straight up like, I'm going to murder you.
Yeah.
Get in the car.
Yeah. What an idiot. It's just
Shit. What an idiot. Holy shit. What a moron.
It's so crazy. Some of these guys, like, they have such, like, you're the head coach of a top five college football program. Like, what are you doing? Like, I just don't get it. Like, was that girl a college girl that he was cheating with?
No, I think she was, like, 30-something.
She looks like a college girl, though. Like, she looked, like, so young. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, like...
My thing is like you did it fine, right? But did you have to do the whole thing with the suicide and the abortion?
Oh my god,
like,
I know.
Like even if you got her pregnant and she had the kid and you blew up your marriage, like okay, maybe you lose your job, right? But you're gonna get a job somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like if you got a job in Michigan, you're probably gonna get a good job. Now he's gonna be coaching high school for the rest of his life, you know?
Yeah. That. I think it was probably Portnoy. He was like making the joke like, oh, now the Michigan Ohio State game is voided. It doesn't count because he was thinking about this girl the whole time and not really prepping for the game or coaching or.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's like okay, but yeah, that's nuts. Who's going to be the coach there? Is there any candidates? Think, like, what's going on?
I think the guy from also Washington. What's his name? Fish.
Okay.
Is that his name?
I don't
Fish.
Know.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Fisher, something like that. I saw his name around. Yeah.
You think Cignetti would leave?
No.
I feel like he's like all in at Indiana. He's like,
They have a ton of money in Indiana. They have a huge campus, like huge enrollment. Like, make do your own thing.
They're gonna get that North Texas quarterback.
Oh, North Texas, they're fun.
Next year. They're gonna get that quarterback in Indiana next year.
He'll get someone.
And he's gonna win the Heisman last.
Cignetti is the man. He's like, I just saw like when he first like got hired there, and he like went to the Indiana basketball game, and he like got on the mic, and he was like, "Purdue sucks." Like, and he was just like, he's the man. He's so I just love every like his vibe, you know. He's I hope I mean really I'm you know after Ole Miss I'd be rooting for them. I love Mendoza. I'm happy he won the Heisman. Just seems like a good kid. I hope
he's definitely the best autistic quarterback I've ever seen.
There's definitely something up there. It's either that or gay or both. Like he's definitely.
They said usually they win the Heisman. Teams will post it on players will post it on their Twitter or their Instagram. He posted it on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. That's
great.
Oh my god, it's so funny though because he's like, he's such a cornball. Like his music taste is like that of like a 14-year-old girl, like, and then like you know he but then he like you know he's Fernando Mendoza, like he was dropping the Espanol to his grandparents, like you have no idea that he's actually like legit Cuban, like Spanish. It's so funny.
He looks like the whitest white boy
like ever, but he's a Miami kid, and he's tough. Like that hit he took in the Big Ten championship in the first play, I'm like, oh, he's fucked. And he came right back in.
Yeah.
Yeah. His brother, his younger brother. I had no idea his younger brother's backup. So funny. Comes in one play, and then he came back in. He's a tough kid. So
Mendoza.
I hope he's the Jets coach. I really do. I don't care how corny you're getting. What's that?
You said the coach?
Did I say coach? Sorry. Quarterback. Yeah. And the coach. Can he coach too?
I mean, I was going to say, make him the coach.
I'll take both. Fuck it. But... yeah, we'll we'll cross that bridge. It's still a long ways away from the draft. Anything else on college football?
Yeah, Juice. What do you think about Notre Dame?
It's tough, right? Because how do you put them? I get it. They're in the rankings. They're ahead of Miami the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
But Miami beat them.
So Notre Dame is the 1993 champion then over Florida State. I don't know.
It's
look, do people know what happened in 1993 or no?
What happened exactly? Yeah, refresh our
Florida memories. Florida State, 1993. Remember, I think they did a whole thing on it. Like it was on like a 30 for 30. Not that Miami won, obviously. It was like a different one with Florida State. They were both 10-1. Notre Dame beat Florida State. I think 2 weeks before the season was done.
Yeah.
FSU won. Notre Dame beat Florida State. Notre Dame finished 2. Florida State finished 1.
Yeah, that makes no
sense. Where's the head-to-head? Yeah. There's nothing. No rhyme or reason.
I wish we could have listened to, like, what sports talk radio was, because obviously there was no social media. There wasn't a lot of the talking head stuff. Like what was, like Mike and the Mad Dog saying about that? You know, like that.
Oh, I'm
that,
sure it was nuts. It was crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then
15 out of 16 conference championship games, like with this new playoff format, every loser dropped except for Alabama this year. And they got smoked. Every single team dropped before.
Yeah. It bottom line, Tulane, JMU should not be in. That's it.
Miami, I have no problem. Bama, them moving Bama above Notre Dame for no reason at all. Like, that was just whatever. It is what it is. Like, they lost 2 games. They should have put themselves in position. But for them to act like it's not an SEC thing with money and ESPN is a joke.
Oh, big
ESPN,
time.
For the final month, they went on this crusade against Notre Dame. It was obvious. Like, the announcers, like, the show. I'm like, holy shit. Like, they're really, like, going at him, like for no reason, and it just seemed like the ACC network. They were replaying the Notre Dame Miami game 24 hours straight on repeat.
Really?
Like that's how the Notre Dame AD is like, hey, do you know how much money we bring to your games that no one goes to? We play 6 games a year there. Like they're gonna get out of that. They're done with that.
Wow.
Like Yeah, you don't. It's fucked up. It's all money. It's all ESPN's just ruining a lot of shit.
Oh yeah, yep. That is the damn truth. But yeah, hopefully they fix
this. Who do you think's gonna win the whole thing?
I think George is actually playing the best right now. Their defense is just unbelievable. Their running game,
6-1 odds too.
Yeah, I don't trust the Ohio State quarterback.
Yeah, saying I'm not, you know, shocked he was a Heisman candidate, but yeah, I don't know about that one. Yeah, I'm with you. I was gonna say Georgia too. I think they're just clicking right now. Their defense is ridiculous. They lost one game.
I'm staying with Indiana.
And it's going to be tough to go against Indiana, Mendoza, and Cignetti.
I love Indiana. I'm rooting for them. Like, my heart is on Indiana. Going up against Georgia, it's tough. It's tough. It remains to be seen. I mean, Indiana, they beat Ohio State and Oregon. But they haven't played an SEC team yet. I don't know. I hope we see it. That's all I say.
Yeah. I mean, so how it's Friday, and then the next week, it's just are all the games on Saturday? Is there like one on Sunday, Friday? How does that work?
Hold on. So, looks like New Year's Day.
New Year's Eve is a big day.
Yes. Ohio State and the winner of A&M Miami is New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
Vanderbilt
versus Iowa.
7:30 p.m. And then three games on New Year's Day. The Sugar Bowl, Rose Bowl.
Oh, man.
And
three?
Orange Bowl. Yeah, 12-4-8. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
wake up a little, you know. Perfect. A couple of drinks, chill, yeah.
So at noon, we'll have Oregon, Texas Tech. That's going to be awesome. Then winner of Bama, Oklahoma against Indiana, Rose Bowl. The best. I fucking love the Rose Bowl. One of my favorite events all year.
Yep.
That's going to be, no matter what team wins versus Indiana, that's going to be amazing. And then Ole Miss, Georgia, 8 p.m.
Mm.
So, yeah. Nice SEC showdown. So, yeah, I'm pumped for those games for sure. So, and then
we get a good look at Mendoza and Dante Moore.
Yeah.
For quarterback.
Yeah. And then, that'd be great. And then the following weekend, 8th. Is one game, the Fiesta Bowl, and the 9th, the Peach Bowl. Those are the semis. And then the final is...
Late January?
Mid-January. 19th. 19th.
Okay.
Yeah, that's late. I don't like how late they do it now, but I get it. So
It's a long year.
It is. I don't know how else you fix that with the playoff now.
They have like the spring games like very... Like right after that,
yeah,
pretty quickly,
yeah. They're trying to stretch it out, so yeah, it'll be.
And they got to fix that too because the portal is open while these teams are in college, like the playoff. I don't like that.
Yeah,
the portal opens up.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. It'll be fun. NFL
injuries galore.
Yeah, I mean, Jets and Giants, nothing much to say there, right? you know.
No, the tanks are going great.
The tanks are going great, yeah.
I don't think the Giants tank is going to hold, though. I think the Giants are going to win one or two games down the stretch.
I thought they would definitely beat Washington. I was shocked. Like, they got...
So was I.
Yeah, like, I was like, what the fuck? But, yeah, they got Oakland... Right, and they got Dallas and Minnesota.
The Vikings are next, then the Raiders, then the Cowboys.
I think they're going to win the Raider game.
Yeah, I think
where's the mini game? Is it MetLife?
MetLife.
They should win that.
It's so hard to tell, like, the motivation, you know.
I know.
This late in the year, you know,
If they're Kafka, his speech, you wouldn't be amped up.
Yeah, that guy, my God.
I'm more focused on more than the draft positioning. Because, I mean, we don't need the number one pick. I mean, I'd love to have it just so we'd have, if somebody like the Jets or Raiders wants to come up and give us four picks. But I'm more worried about who the hell they're going to get to coach the team.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Are you keeping the GM?
And the GM, yeah.
I think he's gone. I think what's going to happen is
I agree.
He's got to be. Yeah.
He's going to get fired, and they're going to give the job to the nephew. Because they don't. Oh. I think Mara's really sick, and Tish doesn't.
Yeah, who's the nephew?
Chris Mara.
Oh.
Oh well, he's like in his like 40s or something.
Is he like Brick?
Yeah. They're going to keep it within the family because I think Mara's sick. Tish doesn't really know. You know, doesn't have too much involvement with the family, which is okay because like these guys, like you know, they were scouts for the Giants for a long time. They were the ones that helped draft a lot of the championship players from back in the day. Like, I don't know. I'm less let those guys if they want to be involved, fine. It's their team. But like, we need to get the coach right. The coach has got like how many bad coaches have we had? Yeah, right. Ben McAdoo, Pat Shurmur, Joe Judge. Now, Brian Daboll's horrendous. He's so bad.
Yeah, they've really had a bad run here since what's-his-face? Coughlin. Yeah.
And they're all first-timers, which makes me think maybe you should get a vet, right? But also, like, man, I do like a lot of the coordinators, but I don't know what the right answer is. Just get it right.
Shula's enticing. Kubiak's very enticing. But yeah, again, like their coordinators, like it seems like they really need like a CEO in there.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
and I don't know, like Mike McCarthy, like I'm sure he's great. He's fine. Like, but it doesn't excite me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least you got the quarterback. You got a top wideout.
Yeah, I think it'll be an attractive position for sure.
Should be. Should be. Absolutely. And then the Jets, you know, same thing at this point, you know. I think they're tanking gracefully.
Yeah, very nice. They're starting Cook again. He's actually like not terrible.
He's not terrible.
He can actually throw the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wilkes got fired.
Yeah. Nice job, Glenn. Didn't even last the season.
Right.
His pick. Yeah. That was his pick.
His pick. Yeah. Defensive guy, that's a bad look. Very bad look.
Very bad. Yeah. So.
Yeah, not much to say against them. It was a huge game Sunday.
That's the
New Orleans
Saints game. Yeah. This is big.
Gotta lose that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. I really don't want them to have to be in a spot where they have to trade up for the top pick. I'd love to just have it and then indeed keep losing. And, yeah, Mendoza Lemon. Can you imagine?
Ooh. Oh,
my God.
Dream.
That would be incredible. Oh man, that would be great. So we'll see. But we gotta talk about the end of an era. The Chiefs, Mahomes, Kelsey. Is this it? Adam.
Mahomes.
Adam,
Mahomes
you were like
be, the Mahomes president. Will be back though.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet him next year.
So you're not saying they're done. The dynasty.
Yeah, I think maybe this will be a little bit of a wake-up call that they can't just win with Mahomes. And I think they'll probably just retool around them.
Yep.
I think Brady tore his ACL the same age. So
Same year.
Same year, yeah.
And he went 9 years without winning a Super Bowl and then had another run of winning four more.
Did he really? Oh, because they lost it to the Giants.
Yep.
Yeah, they went to the Super Bowl. Right. Yeah.
He's already rehabbing Mahomes. He's already like in the rehab today.
Yeah, the end of the era talk to me is nuts. Like he's still the best quarterback. To me, he's still the best quarterback in the NFL. He's had no weapons for years. I think they'll figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, you know.
But Kelsey's done. Yeah, you're right about that.
He's done.
Kelsey's
done.
But, like, Mahomes, he'll probably miss all next season, correct? Is that fair?
No.
They think he'll be back by week one.
Oh wow, that's amazing!
Because now people are coming in with like 9 months, and you know he's going to attack it like hard.
Oh yeah, No, he's a dog. Okay, yeah. Maybe this isn't it. So
he's only 30.
But they need help. That team needs a lot of help.
Yeah, he's young. Yeah, he's still young. So
the thing is with them, their defense is like really good. It was their offensive line was shit. He was getting killed.
They couldn't block. They haven't had like a top 15 skill position player since Tyreek Hill left.
Couldn't catch.
Yeah.
And it's like weird. They have like guys. Like I don't know. Yeah, it's probably the line. Yeah, I feel like he was running for his life like a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
what, but like with Reed, what is he gonna do?
Right.
That's true.
He's up there. He's up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I mean he's a light. He seems like a lifer though. But yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah. Burrow, he's probably staying, right?
He's quite the emo guy, isn't he?
Oh, big time. Oh, yeah.
Something. He's like, well, there's a lot of things, actually, in my personal life, too. I'm like, okay, Joe. Like,
is it that girlfriend or whatever? Didn't he have some, like...
I'm like, well, why are you bringing that up to the media? Just, like, just keep everything...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, everyone has shit going on, right?
I know.
You're not the only one, pal.
I know.
I think he's a hard guy to trade.
Yeah, there's some rumors with the Jets. I don't think I'd go down that route. I'd rather, you know, hope to tank and get Mendoza.
Yeah. Do it naturally.
Yeah.
If you're Joe Burrow, why would you want to come to the Jets?
Yeah. No. No. Broadway Joe? Nah.
Yeah, I guess he likes his fashion.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. He'd probably love it here, but I don't know. What else around the league? Where, you know, towards the end of the season, do we know kind of who the teams are?
Colts fall off. Phil Rivers, what's going on?
Yeah, Phil Rivers, 44 years old, comes back. That came out of nowhere, by the way. It was just like, what? Like,
I totally forgot about him.
Yeah, completely. Almost pulled off a nice win in Seattle, but yeah, Colts really, really fell off here. Who are the teams right now? Like, who's winning this thing? It's like, could be anyone, I feel like.
I like the Rams.
You still like the Rams? Okay. Yeah.
Like the Rams.
In the AFC, I love the Texans.
The defense.
Texans, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best defense in the NFL.
I still don't think Bo Nix is a good quarterback, but to win in Denver, they would just have to win two home games in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's tough winning
there.
That's
a very, very, very tough place to play with that deep.
Yeah.
Listen, I am like the biggest Bo Nix hater on planet Earth. I hate Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing like John Elway.
He's playing better. Bo Elway. There's some...
Ooh.
I'm trusting
you. Ooh. Hello?
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
I think we're fine.
Everybody there?
Yeah, yeah. We had a little technical difficulties. Right. We're good now. But yeah, Denver, Seattle, right?
New England still. I don't see them as a contender. I think
Seattle'll be a really tough place to play.
Yeah. What about Buffalo? Time. I mean, the Bills are still going to be there. Josh Allen,
they'll be there.
Throwing up on the sideline. That was crazy. Was that nuts?
Yeah.
What was he throwing up? Did we ever find out what he was throwing up over?
He's pregnant.
I don't know.
Well, his wife is.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the pregnant one.
Sympathy.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. He just like went out there and fucking slinging it. That guy's a gamer, man. He's awesome.
Yeah, he could single-handedly carry the Bills to the Super Bowl,
yes.
I think.
Yes, absolutely. This is their year. I mean, this is, they gotta do it. This, you know, no Chiefs, no Bengals. Like, come on, you know, they don't do it.
Imagine you're a team like Denver, yep, Jacksonville, and like you finally win the division and you get a home game and it's the Bills. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jacksonville, half the crowd would be a Buffalo fan.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Florida. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But like there's gonna be some good teams that get left out. There's a good chance that Detroit gets left out, possibly Green Bay, maybe even San Fran. Like it's all like jumbled.
Yeah.
The wild card.
Like the Bears are good, but are they for real? For real? Eagles.
No, I don't think so.
Eagles, who the freak knows with them? They're hard to figure out. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. It's really like
a lot of parody.
Yeah, a lot of parody. What was the stat? This is the first This will be the first playoff since 1998 that won't have Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, or Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's wild.
27 years we've had those three guys have been a constant. I couldn't believe that stat. That just blew my mind.
Yeah.
So yeah. We'll see. Should be fun. Anything else on NFL?
That's it, right? We hit the big injuries, all that.
Yeah.
That's it. How many 3 weeks left, right? That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting there.
Every year.
We're getting there. Paul, you started Landman?
Yeah. I watched up to episode 3. I love it.
So far, you love it, yeah, right?
I love it, yeah. Really good.
Juice, you got to get on it.
Yeah, work's been crazy. It's just I don't watch anything right now. I need to get something. But I have a couple days towards the end of the month for the holidays. So hopefully, yeah, I'll get into something.
Yeah, if you're looking for something to binge, Adam, you're caught up, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm all the way up.
Yeah, all the way up. Yeah, it's yeah. I mean, listen, there's definitely some, like, storylines that piss me off.
In Landman?
Yeah. Like, Adam, I don't know how you feel weird about Cooper and that girl.
It's definitely getting a little wonky for sure. It's not as good as, I mean, hopefully it picks up, but it's not as good as the first season.
Yeah. So. But, like, you know, yeah, there's just certain characters and storylines I'm just like, ugh, these people. But, like, for the most part, it's entertaining and it's a good show.
How many seasons has it gone so far?
Oh, just one, and they're like 5 episodes into the second season. So,
yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, okay. yeah. So you're not too far behind.
Yeah, the daughter is a little annoying.
Oh, she's Ainsley.
Yeah.
You know she's like actually like 30 years old.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she's playing like an 18-year-old.
And then the three guys who died in the first episode. I'm not going to mention who. So Josh, spoiler alert. But I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, because they were very well-known actors, right? Like, right. Two of them.
Yeah.
I was like, they're going to be main people. And then, yeah.
Yeah, that was shocking. Definitely. I was like, when I first watched that, I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
When is
Jerry Jones coming?
Oh, I think it's like the finale.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, he has a great scene.
Oh, he's great. He's great.
Yeah, no, he has a great scene. He really does well there. And, you know, it's Taylor Sheridan. So, speaking of Taylor Sheridan, Adam, I've been binging Tulsa King.
Oh, yeah, I'm caught up on that, too.
It's all right. It's kind of corny, but it's entertaining. You know?
Yeah, so I like it. The only thing I don't like about it is a little too blue skies.
What do you mean?
Like, you just know, like, the resolution is going to work out and everyone's going to be
happy.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, it's very much like, really? Because he's playing a 75-year-old. Like, he's playing...
Yeah, it's like the mafia version of, like, Suits. It's like everything's going to line up and work out.
So. Yeah. And...
It's like Entourage, and everything.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes, yes. It does have... it does kind of have, like, that vibe to it. And it's like, yeah, it's just kind of, like, corny and just like, really? Like... But I'm on like episode 3 season 2. It's 3 seasons?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll catch up and, you know. Not Taylor Sheridan.
Stallone's great.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Yeah. I like his character. I just got Frank Grillo, Clark Sound
South.
Yeah,
he's great too.
Yeah, he's like the KC boss. I just got introduced to him. And there's some other good characters, but yeah, it's not as good as Landman or Yellowstone. Some of Taylor Sheridan's other shows. So
you think I'd like Yellowstone?
Yes, for sure. Yellowstone's juice. You watched that, right?
I watched the first 3 seasons.
Yeah, which are like the best seasons.
So. Yeah, it's really good. Very good.
Yeah, Yellowstone's awesome. You would like it a lot, Paul.
Check it out. Yep.
Yeah. I never watched Sons of Anarchy. I guess Taylor Sheridan did that show, right?
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to start.
That's like 7 or 8 seasons, though, right?
Yeah, it gets like a little cheesy at the end, but the first like 5, 6 of them are unreal.
Yeah.
Like, really, really, really
nah,
good.
I know. I know. And I like everything Taylor Sheridan does, so I probably should binge that eventually.
Charlie Hunnam. Yeah, they're really good. Ron Perlman.
Yeah. Yep.
Really good.
What else? What else? I'm trying to think, like, what else? Oh, Diddy Doc? Oh, everyone watch the Diddy Doc?
I haven't caught it yet.
Okay.
Watch one episode. Good?
It's good.
It's like a hit piece. Like, it's way too one-sided, it seems like.
Yeah, that's the only thing that wasn't moving me. Like, I knew how that was going to go. Yeah.
Like, I'm not defending him, but it's just like, I feel like there's multiple docs, like, all the same thing. Like, yeah, we know. He's a weirdo piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a piece of shit. They definitely left some stuff out that I was like, really? Like, we're not going to, like, Fonzworth Bentley. Remember that dude?
Yeah, what happened to him?
They don't mention him, like, once.
The umbrella guy.
Yeah. Right? He was, like, his assistant for years. They don't mention him once.
Yeah, where's he?
I don't know. And then Kim Porter, who was, like, his on and off again, whatever, girlfriend, wife, baby moms. She died out of nowhere of, like, pneumonia. Like, that was weird. Sketchy. They don't even mention that. So there were some things they left out. I was like, really? We're not going to touch that? But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a monster for sure.
It's diabolical.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sick fuck. Trying to think what else. Yeah. I'm trying. It's not really. So Katie and I watched the first episode of Chad Powers. Have you guys seen that show?
No, I never heard of it.
With Glenn Powell?
Adam, you would love this. You would like it.
Did you watch it, Paul?
No, but like I remember when Eli used to do it.
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot Eli
was the original. He's the real Chad Powers. Yeah, Eli.
That's right. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, so we watched like the first episode. Did we watch two episodes? I forget, but it's good so far. It's funny. Kind of silly, but you know, it's entertaining. So
all right, I'm in. Chad Powers, I'm in.
Yeah, Glenn Powell's pretty good.
He's an older guy that goes back to college as like
right? Well, he's the Oregon quarterback. So like the opening scene is like it's like the championship game, it's Oregon versus like Georgia, I think. And he's like the star quarterback, and I don't want to give too much away, but like something happens and it's pretty traumatic, and then he becomes like a Johnny Manziel type, and yeah. So then he wants to make a comeback. So,
I'm in.
Check it out. He's a good actor. Okay.
Yeah. He's big time now. I think that's. I think that's it, pretty much.
What about Heat 2?
Yeah, there's been so much speculation on that movie. Like, every big time actor is going to be in it. It's like, who's actually going to be in it? When's it coming out? Like, I don't know.
Because I feel like they do like fake things with that, right?
Yeah,
like fake movies, fake cast. Like you go on Facebook or whatever, and it's like. Oh, this movie cover, it's totally fake. I'm like, what the fuck? It sounds like a really cool idea.
Yeah. I guess like the whole premise was like it was gonna be like a prequel. Like Leo plays a young Pacino, which makes no sense. Adam Driver plays a young De Niro, that makes no sense. You can maybe sell me a little bit on that, but yeah, that's weird. But
I think there's a book, right?
Is there?
I think there's a book.
Like
yeah.
Heat 2, the book?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no kidding.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay. And it's like a prequel or?
Yeah, it's prequel.
Oh, interesting. Okay. You could sell me on that one actor. Who's that one actor? Oh, God. He's been in so much shit. He played Elvis.
Austin.
Austin Butler? Is that
Butler.
It?
Yeah. Butler. Yeah.
You could sell me on him being like a young Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But the other two, I don't know. And then Christian Bale's supposed to be in. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like all these people. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It's like an all-star game.
Yeah, geez. So many people.
That's like too much. They're all going to try to dominate the screen.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I hope it happens, but, you know, Heat's such a classic. Did you start the Prodigy book, Paul?
Oh, no, yeah. I'm taking reading classes now. Okay, Roses out of Stone. Good. So I'm trying to figure out how to.
Good.
Yeah.
Juice, I'm going to start the Peter Attia book soon. Did you read it?
Oh, yeah?
I did not read it, but our chief medical officer is a huge fan of his.
Yeah.
Has all the books and yep.
Yeah, I think I got that book for Christmas like last year. I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, that's the guy. He's into like lifting and stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah, just like taking care of yourself so you live longer.
Yeah.
All about longevity.
Yeah, it's all about longevity. Life. Yeah.
Who is that guy, Brian Johnson? You know this guy?
Who's that?
He's the guy who's like going to live to 100,000 years old.
Oh, yeah, I see that guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I watched a documentary. Man. Crazy shit.
Is he like a billionaire?
Yeah, he like sells products, but the way that he lives and like his whole routine, it is insane. His whole life is just like taking pills and going in chambers, and it's wild.
Yeah.
it's nuts.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Getting blood transfusions like every day. Shit.
Wasn't that the premise of Westworld? Right? Like there was that billionaire.
Yeah,
he was trying to find a remedy to live forever or something like that. Wasn't that the whole thing? What it was about? Something like that.
I didn't watch the final season, but you should watch this documentary about that guy Johnson.
Okay, is that on Netflix?
Yeah, I forget where. It's some Amazon or Netflix. Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah, very interesting.
So, all right. Anything else? We missed the Don. I guess he didn't make it.
Watching the cup refill.
It sounded like he was with Dom Juice.
He's at the parade.
Yeah, they hit the parade in Westchester, the county center.
Parade Westchester.
Westchester County Center.
Oh man.
Oh shit. So.
Were people like out in the streets, you think, near the garden last night?
No. I don't know if it was real, but like I saw someone on Twitter, basically like he was like outside the garden. He's like, yeah, they won it. No one's here. So I don't know. I guess people aren't. It's also cold out. I don't know.
Exactly.
But. But anyway, by the way, around the garden, I guess I hadn't been like around the garden in like a while. They've done. Uh-huh. They did so much to it. I was down there for work and my Christmas party. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did so much to like so much different shit to it. It's crazy.
Isn't the arena. Pickleball court there now, right across the street from the garden?
Oh, I don't know about that, but yeah, probably.
They have a huge, complex, yeah.
It's pickleball everywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're opening up a new complex in my town, and there's a bunch of places up here. It's crazy. It's all the wave.
Isn't there a Hulk Hogan bar, too, near the garden?
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Juice,
or
is
like
that
a
true?
Or like a WWE bar.
Is that
Maybe
true?
I'm wrong.
Juice?
Yeah, I know. I think there is a Hogan bar, but I don't know where it is. It could be near the garden.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like right there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I think they're doing a lot of all the stuff like around the garden because eventually they want to move the garden. They don't want the garden to be there.
Yeah. Is that really going to happen?
I mean, it wouldn't be the garden anymore.
That'd be such a big, like, while they're doing that, where would the Knicks play? Barclays?
No. Like, they want to turn that into like a Penn Station hub.
Penn Station, yeah.
And then the garden would have to move maybe to the post office behind it, or move out of New York City completely.
Wait, did you guys see that they're opening a casino this spring in Queens?
Nas is behind that.
It's like it's happening. Like I got the ad. They got pictures of it.
Wait, is it the one? Is it the one next to Citi Field?
Resort.
Oh,
Bowl,
that's
right?
not not. Yeah,
Field.
That's not Nas. That's Steve Cohen. That's his. That,
yeah,
that's
his I couldn't believe it.
So you can go watch the Mets lose and then go lose all your money.
Exactly. Yeah,
like, man. There's too many casinos now
it's
over.
Sick.
It's such a terrible idea. Like I couldn't believe it.
I don't get it. You have the casino at your phone. And then they're just building more casinos. It's just like,
we have like 150 years of proof that anywhere you build a casino, like it's going to turn into the outskirts of hell.
Yeah,
like
yep.
It's everywhere. Like so, I don't really, like they could talk about creating jobs and everything like that, but like eventually that neighborhood's gonna get destroyed.
Well, they're trying to put one in Times Square, apparently. It's like
that's insane.
It's
insane.
Like that place isn't like already crazy enough. Like what? Like,
and the Bronx, I heard too.
The Bronx. I think Bronx. I know Nas was trying to do one in Queens. Jay-Z was trying to do one somewhere. It's like, all right. Like,
I think with the gambling, we're officially in crazy town.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's like it's like disgusting to me.
Yeah.
And we are all ones who grew up like around it, doing it, right? Like, it's way too much now.
It was like, yeah, hey, you got to know somebody to know somebody knows a bookie to get a bet in, and you call it in, and it's like sports or the 3-3-5-9-7. Give me, you know, whatever. But
right.
This is too much.
There was like a romance to it, right? It was like different.
100%.
Now it's like
this
poly market stuff. Like, oh
yeah, you got 13-year-olds yelling at players courtside because they didn't score 11 points.
Yeah. A lot of that now.
I saw that guy Vlad. He's in, you know, the Robin Hood found.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's talking about like the whole prediction market, like a poly market, Kalshi.
Crazy down there too.
Yeah.
But like they're gonna have stupid shit like, you know, is California gonna have a wildfire this year? What is that? Someone's gonna start a fire then.
Yeah, it's like all political shit and stuff. Yep.
Yeah, that's not good. That's like no.
Yeah.
Too much.
Speaking of which, Epstein files Friday. You guys ready? 98% redactions.
How is it, like, what's even going to happen? They're going to show pictures or something?
I mean, it's going to be all redacted. It's going to be a big nothing burger. So,
Of course.
It's nothing.
Kyrie Irving's probably on it.
What's that? Kyrie Irving? You still hate Kyrie?
I mean,
I still hate that guy.
I'll believe it's true if Woody Johnson is all over it.
Yes, like, yes, please. I'm praying he's on it, yeah. Please. Oh,
Woody.
Expose that motherfucker.
Yep.
But yeah, the gambling's out of control. I mean, the economy's bad. Everything's more expensive, and more. It's like more gambling. It's just like what the fuck's shootings and stabbings. You know, fucking the Reiners getting stabbed. I mean, it's just like crazy shit. Shootings everywhere. Things are out of control right now. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, eventually it's got to trend the other way, right?
I don't know. Society is just like, I don't know. Mental health's a real bad one. Oh man,
I was listening to Francesco like podcast, and he brought that up. He's like, there's so much crazy shit in the world. He's like, listen, this is why I recommend you call people and talk about like Mets relief pitches, trades, crazy stuff. He's right though.
He is right.
Keep your mind off your stuff. He's like all the stuff that we talk about, it's really not important, but you have to, you know, just do it, you know.
Yeah, no.
You're not thinking dumb shit.
Thank God for sports. I mean, we complain, obviously, on this podcast about how all the leagues are fucking getting ridiculous with, you know, trying new things like the cup and, you know, NFL games are rigged and, you know, all this bullshit. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's a lot better than politics and everything else going on in the world. So, amen to that.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh, Juice, Cena, what happened?
He's done.
But like,
that's it?
But like, he loses? He loses?
No, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the rule. When you retire, you're supposed to go out on your back.
Damn.
But it's kind of stupid, right? His whole motto, his whole career is never give up. And then he loses by giving up.
Yeah.
he quit.
What the fuck?
Who's the like the creative like director? Who's like the content director? Like, who's
Triple H?
Besides?
Triple H.
Triple H. Oh, okay.
Got it.
Interesting. And is Vince McMahon, is he in jail? Is he dead? What's he up to?
No, he's just chilling.
Is he
chilling?
Sitting on piles of cash.
Is that you think that's true about him and Shawn Michaels?
No, Bret Hart's like a bitter old man who just like says crazy things now. It's really sad. I loved Bret Hart growing up, but he's just like, I don't know. He's bitter old man.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Make some crazy stories all day.
That was funny.
He hates Bill Goldberg. You should hear the crap he says
really?
About Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Goldberg, he didn't Goldberg know how to wrestle.
Him
Yeah, and he gave him a concussion. Like, he kicked him in the head for real.
Oh, shit.
And it, that ended Bret Hart's career. He was never the same after that. So he blames Goldberg for everything.
Yeah, Goldberg had no technique. He was just, like, spear. Really good at people.
The spear. That's it. That was, like, his only move. That's all he had.
Yeah.
Where is Goldberg these days?
He wrestled his last match last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He retired. Yeah, he retired too.
Oh, I didn't realize he was still around. Okay. Yeah, I feel like I never see anything with him. But
Goldberg.
Yeah, what else?
Adam, we're working out tomorrow, 5:30 a.m.
I don't know if I'm gonna be 5:30. Usually, right. Like that, I watch the baby in the morning, but my brother's going to be there for sure.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, but you've been killing it. Keep it up.
Thanks, man.
Early juice, that's amazing. Oh, man.
5:30.
Yeah, that's 5:30 club. Wow. I wish I can get there with the morning workouts and stuff. It's just like, I don't know. One day maybe I'll get into it. I just can't do it. Can't do it. But
no, that's crazy. That's awesome.
Maybe one day. That's great, though. Speaking to your brother, Adam, geez, that's a tough one, man. That's a
I'm still sick over it.
That's the baddest
of beats. Got into the playoffs. He got into the playoffs on the Jalen Hurts double fumble. He won that by a point. So he sneaked in, and then he beats me by a point.
That's like, insane.
That's all I need to know now. Like he's winning it all. So
he's got a four leaf fucking clover in his ass.
Yeah, I mean.
Point.
I had no idea until Ryan told me. He's like, "Do you see what the score with Adam and Mike?" I'm like, "Oh no," because I thought like Mike was going to win, but like by a good amount. And then I was like, "No way!"
Then I couldn't believe it. I was sick. I was sick.
I feel like I've seen. I feel like on Twitter, I see like those type of losses like all the time. But I don't think I've ever like met someone who it's actually
also,
happened to.
Stupid. It's my fault because I'm the worst fantasy player on earth. I had Trevor Lawrence as my starting quarterback for 6 straight weeks.
Oh, and you switched them.
Right before the game, I talked myself into Bo Nix, who had a good game, but Trevor Lawrence had 6 fucking touchdowns.
Yeah.
You would have won big. Yeah.
Not done anything.
Man. So,
it's all right. No. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you, you know?
Yep.
That's it.
So... All right, guys.
Happy Hanukkah, guys. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Merry Nixmas.
Happy Chanukah.
Happy
Chanukah.
Whatever that is.
Thanks for bringing that up, Juice. I totally forgot about that.
One of the greatest videos ever.
Ever. Chanukah. Incredible. All right, guys. We'll be back sometime in January, I guess. In the midst of the college football playoff and all that.
And for sure.
NFL playoffs and all that good stuff. So, we'll talk next year.
I got a feeling next time on this pod, we're going to be talking about Michael Porter Jr. on the MVP ladder.
There we go. Let's do it. All right. Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.